This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last February, Google sent out invitations for developers and consumers to test drive its new Google Glass technology. That's a head-mounted computer that can access email and is equipped with a camera. The winners of the Glass Explorer program had to attend an event in New York, San Francisco, or L.A. before purchasing the wearable eyeglass computer for $1,500. Reviews for the cutting-edge gadget have been mixed. There are concerns about safety and distraction and privacy, along with more sartorial complaints about Google Glass looking inexcusably geeky. Though Glass has come up on our program more than once, we have yet to have the opportunity to talk with someone who actually uses it. Jessica Boucher is a New Hampshire native and a product manager at Job Science. She just got Google Glass and offered to drop by the station and tell us how it's working out. Jessica, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks.
I can't stop looking at you.
See, I don't mind looking geeky, so this is no problem for me.
So I'm sort of seeing this metal band over your head, one glass, and then a little camera-looking thing, which is, it's kind of disconcerting, I have to say.
It's a little bizarre. It does take some getting used to. It is just a piece of titanium on top with a plastic casing that holds the bezel that looks right in front of your eye, and then some nose pieces to keep it straight on your head.
Now, did you go to this primer in New York just this weekend, just recently?
Yeah, on Saturday, I had to go down to New York City, down in Chelsea Market. They have a full glass experience where you get trained for an hour. You get to try all of the different big features about it and meet with Googlers and learn more about glass.
So what does the training mean? It looks to me as if it would be slightly distracting to have this little piece over your eye. Is that part of it? You're learning how to navigate with them on?
It's actually better to have a hands-on experience with someone when you're first learning how to use glass. And right now, I've been using it for a couple of days now, and I really don't feel like it's in my field of vision. You know when you put a pair of glasses on for the first time and it feels kind of funny?
Right.
And then you get used to it? It's really the same experience. The bezel, the actual viewfinder, is meant to be above your eye level. So what you're doing is I'm still looking at you and having a conversation with you, but I can look up and I can see what time it is, or I just got a notification that I just got an email, things like that. You know, it's meant to stay out of the way.
I believe that I remember hearing the story that Google asked you to write an essay or write some kind of appeal to them about why you want to have this. What was your reason?
I said what I would do if I had glass, and it really what it boils down to is catching moments. And what's nice is that I don't have to pull out my phone or a camera to take a picture. I'm witnessing something right there, and I can take a picture, take a video really quickly. So that's why I really wanted glass. Then I got selected about a year ago, and I paid my fee, went down to New York City, went to go pick them up. So here I am.
Wow. So it's a fairly new process for you, too. What do you do if you actually wear glasses or contact lenses? Does it work? I mean, thinking about a tiny, tiny screen that close to my eye, I would make me insane right now.
At this moment in time, those who have prescription glasses aren't yet really able to utilize it. If you have contacts, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But it would get in the way of that. I did hear that Google might be working on a solution for that.
So what's your job now? You feed back to Google how this experience is going for you?
Well, so Google really decided that they could not let this live in a lab and test it out. They needed to give it to the world. So that's why the Glass Explorer program exists. We're able to bring it out into the world, all 50 states, and do new things with glass and really see how we all utilize it in different ways. Every month, Google puts out a firmware update. So firmware is the software that lives on the Google Glass. And I can send emails. I can post to Evernote, which is my favorite note-taking application. I can post to Facebook or Twitter. I can get turn-by-turn directions. I could even Google Hangout from my point of view with somebody else over Wi-Fi. So there's a lot there that you can do with it. It's really an integration of life device, you know.
Well, we were sad to see that you couldn't loan them to anyone, of course. But what are the other kind of rules you have to adhere to?
Well, I basically can't give it to somebody else permanently. I can't sell it as well. Oh. But I can have you try them if you'd like.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I would love to.
So I'm going to take them off right now, and I'm going to pass them over. You'll see the time.
1:13. Okay, glass. It says, Google, take a picture, record a video. Oh, so maybe it wants
so
because I'm
menu.
Saying something out
yeah,
loud.
It's all it's voice recognition, so.
Take a picture.
And it just did.
It just heard me and just responded?
It took a picture and then it got out of your way. And that's something that a lot of people don't see with the glass is that it's meant to get out of your way and allow you to live your life. So you just took a picture. It's already saved up on Google Plus privately. If you choose to share it later, you can.
Jessica, this is so amazing.
Isn't it?
We better not let too many people know you have this. You might get mugged. It's funny, Jessica, because looking at you with them on, I could not imagine what it would be like to have them on. It is a completely different experience.
But once you put them on, you knew exactly. It's a wow moment. And I live for stuff like that. So being able to share it and see that, see your face light up, that's super cool for me.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's really great that you did.
Thank you.
Jessica Boucher, New Hampshire native. She works as a product manager at Job Science. And we do have photos of Jessica wearing the Google Glass and photos that she took of us while using Google Glass. That's all at our webpage, wordofmouthradio.org. You got to see it to believe it.